Jamaica is now home to the region's first waste treatment and management research and training facility, housed at the University of Technology UTEC campus in St. Andrew. The center, built at a cost of $62 million, provides training in not only wastewater but other types of waste. The state-of-the-art waste management facility falls under the Faculty of Engineering and Computing and will support the development of environmental and biomass research and innovation projects. Dean of the Faculty of Engineering and Computing, Professor Nilsa Smith, says the center brings the nation closer to accomplishing its national development plan.
This facility is part of the conceptual mandate of the university to use modern technology as a way to help the country to achieve Vision 2030.
She adds that it is intended to provide the university with a unique treatment plant to support the academic programs providing training in the specialized area. The center also forms part of a larger program to aid Jamaica and other Caribbean countries by providing a diverse set of services such as training, risk management, hazardous waste treatment disposal, waste minimization studies, wastewater treatment, as well as others. Over the years, the University of Technology has offered courses for wastewater treatment and management. With the opening of the center, students will have greater access to labs and other facilities that were previously unavailable.
The opening of this facility represents an advancement in the thrust that we are trying to focus on as a university. That is to strengthen research and training in keeping with national development goals.
Acting President of UTEC, Professor Colin Giles. Caribbean Officer for the United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, Christopher Corbin, has lauded the university and says the center will allow for greater research into the management and treatment of waste, as well as environment and human sustainability.
Research into these areas is so critical to help us ensure that we are protecting not just the environment, but also human health. I'm particularly happy again with the focus on the training and laboratory capacity. You cannot manage what we cannot monitor. And we need to be able to monitor our treatment effluent, our sewage effluent, to be able to determine how we in fact manage it in an appropriate way.
And President of the National Water Commission, Mark Barnett, has welcomed the establishment of the center and has expressed the hope that it will go a far way in advancing knowledge and providing new information related to waste management. He anticipates that the school will offer integrated solutions that promote the economic benefits of waste management for Jamaicans. The facility comprises three testing laboratories for environmental engineering, microbiology and biotechnology, and a special equipment lab. They are currently being prepared for accreditation to ISO/IEC standards. The center was born out of an initiative of UTEC's Waste Management Group, WMG, formed in 1999. A suite of training programs to support national and regional capacity building in the area of waste management were developed. The programs consist of courses for operators, managers, engineers, regulators, and lab technicians. The operators program started in June 2014 and offers a dual certification from UTEC and California State University, and 85 operators have been trained to date. The engineers program is set to start later this year, and the managers program will be offered in collaboration with the University of Monterrey in Mexico through face-to-face and online courses. The center's programs were developed in collaboration with the Caribbean Regional Fund for Wastewater Management, CREW, the National Water Commission, and the National Environment and Planning Agency.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.